This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The Colorado House passed a bill today that would create an Office of Agricultural Drought and Climate Resilience. If it passes the Senate, it would provide technical assistance and incentives to help farmers and ranchers respond to the impact of climate change. The state is experiencing increasingly severe droughts, which strains water supply and ecosystems that support the agriculture industry. More than half of the state is currently in severe drought. Before returning to campus in the fall, University of Denver students will have to get vaccinated. CPR's Paolo Schalzada reports.
In a letter to students and faculty, DU says this requirement will help accelerate a return to normal. The private university is the latest Colorado institution to announce a vaccine requirement. Earlier this month, Durango's Fort Lewis College became the first Colorado university to issue a mandate. Students will be able to apply for exemption for medical, religious, or personal reasons. University leaders are also weighing a similar mandate for faculty and staff. I'm Paolo Schalzada, CPR News.
A man pulled over in a road rage incident was briefly detained recently under suspicion of impersonating an Aurora police officer. A state trooper stopped the vehicle, which was outfitted with a laptop, lights, and a push bumper. Aurora police confirmed the man was not an officer, but a volunteer. He was given a warning and not charged with a crime. Light snow in Denver, 35 degrees. Colorado Springs, 37 degrees and overcast. Vail, 46. This is CPR and KRCC.